The wind that blew vine to overhang the grain that was planted near it. You have to cut down the vine that overhang the grain immediately so it did not become usher. As client began. And the Eru Ones Mutter. But if something unavoidable happened to you that did not allow you to cut down the vines immediately, it would not become usher as client became. It would be mutter. As long as you take action as soon as you are able to cut the vine. As we have said previously, the client became is only usher if it was done deliberately. Or even if it was not done deliberately, but if you knew about it and didn't take action, it would be usher as client became and would become forbidden bahana. But where you did not know about it, or where you know about it, but you can't do anything about it because of some kind of onus and unavoidable occurrence, it would be mutter. It would not be usher as client became. For usher, shehi noita tachas hagefen, v'chein b'yeret, ma'afzira v'enem akadim. Grain that was planted near vine, and as the grain grew, it bent to underneath the vine, and now the grain is underneath the vine. So too vegetables that are planted near the vine, and as it grew, it bent, and now it's underneath the vine. You have to return the grain back to its original position so that it's not underneath the vine, and you have to return the vegetables back to its original position so it's not underneath the vine. But if you did not return the grain or the vegetable back to its original position, even though it's bent to underneath the vine, it would not become kadosh. It would not become asur as klein bekam. Now, even though we have said previously that when grain or vegetables underneath vine, it would become asur as klein bekam, that's where the main part of the grain or the vegetables underneath the vine. But in this case, the main part of the grain or the vegetables are not underneath the vine, just the tips of the vegetable or the grain is underneath the vines. In such a case, it would not become asur. Bahana, even if he didn't put back the grain of the vegetable to its original position. Me'emesai for miskadeshin. Mishatasha, somebody who planted grain in a vineyard. At what point does the grain become kadosh? Does it become forbidden? Bahana. As soon as it takes root. Bahana and Mishayasu to pour love. And somebody who planted grain in a vineyard when the grapes are still very small. The grapes will not become usher as klein bekerem immediately. It only becomes usher as klein bekerem when it reaches the size of a pul halava, the size of a white bean. But if you planted the grain in the vineyard while the grapes are still very small, and you uprooted the grain before the grapes became the size of a pul halava, it would not become usher ba'ana. Tzvua sheyasher kol tzorcha, ba'anavin shefishlu kol tzorcha, emes katsher. Grain that has dried out completely, or grapes that have ripened completely, would not become cutters, would not become usher as klein bekerem. Somebody who has grain that is completely dried out and you planted vines right next to that grain would not become usher ba'ana, since at the time you planted the vines, the grain has totally dried out already. And so too, if you have grapes that are completely ripened and you planted grain in the vineyard, it would not become usher ba'ana, since the grapes have already reached their complete ripening. Somebody who has a pot with some produce planted in the pot, and the pot has a nekev, it has a hole in it, it's perforated, and it draws its nutrients from the ground. If you put that pot down in a vineyard, or within four amos of a vineyard, it would be mekadesh bekerem. It would be usher as klein bekerem and usher bahana. And since what's planted in the pot draws its nutrients from the ground, it's the same as if you planted the actual produce in the ground, therefore, it's klein bekerem. But if the pot does not have a nekev, it's not perforated, in such a case, what's planted in the pot does not draw its nutrients from the ground, and if you put the pot down in a vineyard or within four amos of a vineyard, it would not be kadosh. It would not be usher bahana, it's klein bekerem. And since it doesn't draw its nutrients from the ground, it's not the same as planting it in the ground. Even though l'chatchila, you should not put the pot down in a vineyard, even though it's not perforated, if you do so b'di'evet, it would not be kadosh, it would not be usher as klein bekerem. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a zevet ha'isrin, below makach. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no difference between an usher nakov and an usher she'ena nakov. In both cases, it's usher l'chatchila to put it in a vineyard, or to put it within 4 hours of a vineyard, but b'di'evet, it would not be makach, and it would not become usher as klein bekerem. But according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the artzot has a nekev in it, even though it's preparated, it's not the same as planting it in the ground. So therefore, b'di'evet, it would not be usher as klayim b'keret. Hamaver artzot nakuv b'keret. Moses b'mesayim artzot. Somebody who is holding an artzot nakuv in his hand, he has a pot that is preparated. He has produce planted in that pot. And he's walking with that pot through a vineyard, and the vineyard has grapes in it that have grown to the size of a pool halava. If during the time that he is passing through the vineyard, the produce that is planted in the pot that is perforated has grown 1/200 of its total growth, it would become usur bahana, according to the Tanakhama, who holds that the produce that's planted in the usur's nakav, if it's put in a vineyard, it becomes kadosh, it becomes asur b'hana, even if you didn't actually put it down in the vineyard. You only pass through the vineyard. But if during the time you pass through the vineyard, the produce that is planted in the pot has grown 1/200 of its total growth, that means it's been enough time in the vineyard to become asur as klayim b'keret. So even though it was only in the vineyard for a short time, since it was there enough time to grow 1/200 of its total growth, that's enough time to become asur as klayim b'keret.